listener production.
The Aussie market has struggled to find direction today.
And what should investors watch out for over the next 24 hours?
Good afternoon. I'm Laura.
I'm Craig.
It's Wednesday, the 20th of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Well, Craig, what a day it's been on the share market so far.
It's been up, it's been down, it's been sideways, but yes, on the treadmill, basically going nowhere.
Exactly. We haven't been going anywhere fast. So at the best level of the day, we're up by almost 0.5%. At the moment, we're down by around 0.1%. So we are on track to snap our two-day winning streak, which is quite a shame. If we look at what's happened so far this week, we are up about 0.4%. We're about at that halfway point now that it's Wednesday. We're up 0.05% over the month of March. But keep in mind, between now and then, anything can happen. We've got a lot going on for the rest of this week, or mostly tomorrow. The main reason that we've seen this quite modest outcome was due to the quite heavy falls that we saw last week. We were down 2.3%. It was our worst week since September last year. But we are still slightly up, and that means we're on track for our fifth straight month of gains. So I might be all clutching at straws there, but we're still marginally higher so far this month.
And I think once we get through this week and perhaps the next week, then we'll have some clear air going forward. We've got so many central banks which are meeting, our own Reserve Bank yesterday with the Bank of Japan. We've got Indonesia in a few hours' time, Iceland, Czechoslovakia, United States, UK, you name it, central bank fest.
Central bank galore this week. And I guess we were talking about this earlier sitting at our desks there, that of course we don't talk about these other countries very often when it comes to interest rate decisions. But what we can take out of the interest rate decisions elsewhere is sort of the trend around the world, right?
Well, that's right. You want to see if there's any similarities between the judgments that they're making. And the similarity at the moment is that no more interest rate hikes, no cuts as yet, and there's so many uncertainties around the place at the moment. That's why central banks are basically sitting on their hands.
Exactly right. So it will be all important tomorrow. We'll get to that a little bit later in this podcast, talking about the US interest rate decision that will come out early Thursday morning. But if we look across the sectors today, it's quite a mixed bag. So leading up to the close, we have only 4 of the 11 sectors managing to lift. We are seeing energy stocks being the standout in today's session. We did have Woodside and Santos up quite substantially earlier today, and that was on the back of higher oil prices, but they have dwindled a little bit as the session has gone on. We've also seen coal miners improving quite a lot, including New Hope, Whitehaven, Deep Yellow, and that was on the back of coal prices being about 1% higher last night as well. So basically, when we're seeing commodity prices higher, this then translates to stocks that are involved in these areas. And that's why we're often talking about commodity prices on here, because it all links together, doesn't it?
It does. Banks have been okay today, though, except for ANZ, which basically has lagged the other three.
Yeah, exactly. And the miners have been a little bit of a yo-yo, so they couldn't quite decide their direction, much like the rest of the market. And they're quite big in terms of the ASX 200, which actually drives the market. So if they're higher or lower, that can drive the market higher or lower. And because they've been quite volatile today, the market has struggled to find some direction. Looking at some of the best and worst performing stocks, so the company ticker code ABC was on my radar today.
Yes, it was the old Adelaide Brighton Cement, Adbri. The contractor's supply lime to Alcoa is going to be cut short from October to April, so lower lime volumes can be expected. But Adbri says it expects demand for other materials to remain strong, with pricing and cost discipline to support margin expansion in the current financial year. Adbri shares basically flat on the day.
We also heard from the world's largest consumer packaging company, Amcor. It's actually been among the worst performers today, down around 3.3% as we speak. And this has been on the back of an announcement they made this morning saying that the CEO will retire, set to stand down in mid-April due to health reasons. So this is after being in the role for about 9 years. Judging by the share price movement today, it seems investors are a little bit sad about his departure.
We've got some news from Sonic Healthcare as well. It's going to buy a Swiss-based business, a medical lab, pulled Dr. Risch for Swiss franc, $117 million. That translates to around about $202 million Australian. Dr. Risch had revenue of Swiss franc, $102 million over 2023. So it probably will be contributing from day one to Sonic Healthcare's revenue. Sonic was down by around about 0.5% today.
Diversified metals and mining company South32 has been falling quite a lot. In fact, it's actually the worst performer right now leading into the close. Earlier this week, they provided an update on their Australian manganese mine. So manganese is a material that's used in things like steel to make it stronger. Well, their open pit mine where they dig this stuff up was unfortunately damaged by a tropical cyclone, and this means it's had to halt its operations. Today, they provided a further update to the damage on the site. Its operations will remain suspended for now. And on the back of this, they did withdraw their guidance on Australian manganese production. So they'll be producing less, which means they'll be shipping less, selling less, and this could impact their revenues, I suppose. Potentially, they didn't mention that though. And investors weren't overly happy about this news.
Now, one stock we don't really talk about a lot is Sierra Rutile. And we should, because it's the world's largest natural rutile producer. And you might say, well, what's rutile? What do you use that for? Basically, it's titanium dioxide, which comes out of that, and titanium metal.
My hair straightener is made out of titanium, for anyone that can relate to that.
Oh, there you go. There's an application. They also use it in planes and automobiles and electronics and medical devices. It's got a high resistance to heat and chemical erosion. A takeover proposal was lobbed by PRM Services at 9.5 cents a share. It's got basically 11.5% of the shareholding, so it's looking to acquire the entire organisation. The share price today for Sierra Rutile was up by almost 35% to 10.5 cents, so it's above the takeover price that's been lobbed by PRM Services.
Look, I think now's a good time to look forward to the US interest rate decision that'll be handed down early Thursday morning. Now, we are widely expecting to see rates being kept on hold, much like what we saw from the RBA yesterday. And again, what we're going to be looking closely at is the commentary from Jerome Powell. I can't believe I called him that. I usually call him JP, the US Central Bank leader, about what he says about interest rate cuts. So if we look at what the market is predicting at this stage, they still do think there's about a 60% chance of the first rate cut coming in June. But what they are going to do during this meeting is actually revise the dot plot, which is basically a fancy way of saying the plan of what's to come ahead. So previously it was 3 rate cuts this year planned, and that could potentially move down to 2.
Rate cuts are coming. Yeah, so that's what most people are saying. So watch out for that. Set your clocks on that one. Yesterday, the alarm clock a little bit earlier, 5 a.m. Sydney time. That will
if you want to wake up for that, yeah. So as you mentioned, we have been seeing inflation being a little bit hotter over in the US. So it'll be interesting to see what they have to say. And just the so what factor here. So the US economy is actually the largest economy in the world. So what goes on there, especially with interest rate decisions, this can really impact what we see in global share markets, including our local share market as well. So that's why we watch this sort of data very closely. Now, tomorrow we have the latest Aussie jobs figures coming out. That'll be out at 11:30 p.m. and that feeds into that whole interest rate story. We also have a couple of trading updates from Brickworks and Sigma Healthcare. A couple of stocks trading ex-dividend. In fact, we have Cochlear trading ex. They'll be paying out $2 on the 15th of April to eligible shareholders. And they're actually one of the bigger companies in the healthcare space. So that could potentially wait tomorrow.
And 5 companies paying out in terms of dividends tomorrow, including Tabcorp and Sonic.
Exactly right. On that note, it's been an uninspiring session, but lots to look forward to tomorrow. So make sure you come and join us.
Indeed. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.